from your WGN Radio Blackhawks broadcast team. It's Troy Murray. Good morning, Troy.
Morning, Bob. How are you?
I am hoping the Hawks get in the playoffs because the mayor says that there's a possibility, barring a turn for the worse in COVID-19 cases, that fans would be allowed in the United Center this season. And so we need to prolong the season, don't we?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? It would be, a special bonus on both ends if the Blackhawks can get in and there's fans allowed. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Best case scenario.
Yeah. Well, things didn't start off well in this series, but tonight you've got an early game, and they need to win it, don't they?
Yeah, I think that when you look at the overall picture with how many games are left, the Blackhawks basically have to win both of these games against the Nashville Predators tonight and then on Wednesday. And then the schedule doesn't get any easier, and the last two games of the season at the United Center will be against the Dallas Stars. So if the Blackhawks can keep pace here, those last two games may be the difference maker, whether they get into the postseason or not, but they got to win these two games against Nashville.
It was kind of nice when they only had to really worry about catching the Predators, and now they got to worry about Dallas, too, which has moved ahead of them. But, Troy, are these the kind of times where you really need your stars to take over and kind of lead the way?
You have to, and that's what you expect. Guys like Duncan Keith and Patrick Kane are the veteran guys inside that room now, and they have to make sure that they're prepared the right way and make sure that everybody else is kind of following suit. But, you know, this is what big games are all about. It's the opportunity for the top players on your team, the top players in the game, to step up and shine, and I think the Blackhawks are looking for that from their core group of guys, and then the young guys just have to bring that energy. And it's a great learning experience for these younger players that they're playing these meaningful games at the end of the season. So there's a lot at stake here, but there's also a bigger picture that you have to kind of keep in mind here of the progression of these younger players and looking to the future.
Let's go back to the game the other night and Connor Murphy getting his helmet knocked off and had to leave the ice, and it led to a goal and an outburst that put the game away for Nashville. You played where there were still a few guys who had been grandfathered in and weren't wearing the helmets, right?
Yeah, I think actually my first year was the first year that helmets were mandatory in the NHL. Didn't matter what kind of helmet. I first came in, I had a little tiny Jofa helmet that had zero protection in it, but as long as you had a helmet, you were fine. But Al Secor, Doug Wilson,
sure,
on the Blackhawks, you know, they didn't play with helmets when I was around in the 80s.
So this rule that you have to leave the ice immediately is fairly.
But, hang on here.
Well, you don't have to leave. Or you can get the helmet, right? You can put it back on.
Yes, you can. You can put the helmet back on, but you don't have to. I looked into the rule, and there's a couple levels of this rule, and it's Rule 51. And it's about equipment, but if your helmet, you lose your helmet, you have to, within a reasonable amount of time, leave the ice surface or put your helmet back on. Doesn't have to be strapped up. When Connor Murphy, and there's also a penalty that can be given to the opponent if he strips your helmet off. Now, Connor Murphy's head kind of got tucked under a little bit of the right arm of the forward Tanner Janot, and he kind of swiped it and, you know, pulled it off. I don't know if you would want to call that a penalty or not, but there's also a kind of a level two stipulation to that rule that you can still engage in the immediate play without being penalized. But you have to leave the ice surface at a reasonable opportunity. Now, could have Connor Murphy, and I didn't even know this rule, could Connor Murphy have continued on with the play because it was a direct play that went from the corner to the front of the net? I think he would have been able to do that, but it's going to be a very close judgment call. And Connor Murphy said, well, maybe I should just take the penalty. It's too quick of an instant to have that go through your mind and say, okay, well, I'm going to stick with this. I'm going to take the penalty regardless. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that he thought is, I've got to get off the ice right away, but he can still be involved in the play to some degree for a certain amount of time. But where does that line get drawn, and where do you cross that line? So it's a very gray area and a rule that, in that instant, really hurt the Blackhawks.
Troy, when you forget to take the garbage out at home, how many times has your wife said, now, if you had worn a helmet when you played, this wouldn't be a problem here. It's the Hawks.
It
here they
quite a bit.
Here they come tonight at 5:30 pregame on WGN Radio. Go get them. Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, Bob.
Sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com.